the shadows on my wall. Oh boy, I think it's time to get this thing fucking started, and I think something else about a dirty twink and a...
I will say, I thought that was a completely different song.
Did you?
I thought it was that wedding song that you always hear. I hope you never lose your sense of wonder.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's a country song. That's what I thought it was. That's why
it starts real country.
Yeah, I looked at the lyrics. I was like, this fucking wedding song.
It's the I'm not crazy.
Yeah. The wedding one. It's always like during the mother daughter dance. Oh, it's like, okay. I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. I don't know who sings it.
Oh man, now I'm curious about it.
I can look it up.
Is that that's the
it's trash. That's
what do they call the middle part? The queef?
The chorus?
The chorus? Queef or chorus? That's the question. Hello and welcome, everybody, to another Ding Dong Dadulous episode of Aren't You Gladulous episode, whatever, of How Sadness the Podcast. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the underwear taker.
It's me, Casey. I hope you dance, Stoddard. That's not what I was going to say, but
what it is?
Yeah.
Okay,
I hope you dance.
That's the exact one I had, like, ghostly in the back of my head.
Yeah.
Because it all builds up to the, I hope you dance. Yeah. Yeah. How the fuck does that one go?
I hope you dance.
Dude, I've heard that song so many times, like, growing up, like, sitting out by, like, the fires with my bio dad's friends and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yeah, Leanne Womack. Never couldn't name another song of hers.
No, me neither.
More like P.N. on my back. Warm. P.N. on my warm back. Warm it up for me.
Oh, yeah. P.N. your cold back with some warm, with a warm golden shower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was here at weddings.
I know. Like, I've heard it several times at weddings.
Midwest wedding thing.
How Leanne
was it already
too
hot?
Womack. That's a funny ass last name.
Yeah.
Her face doesn't even look familiar at all.
No. I thought it was going to be like Leanne Rimes or something.
Yeah, well, when you said Leanne, I got a little puffed. I got a little puffed up.
Oh, yeah.
I got a little Cheeto puffed.
Powerpuff.
You know?
Jiggly puffed.
I want to play just 1 second of it.
Yeah.
Just to see what the beginning
It'd
is
probably
like.
Probably sound nothing alike, knowing me. Nope.
You know what, though? It might be in the...
Would love ever leave you empty-handed?
I
hope you still feel small.
You know what? It sounds like a slowed down version of it. Yeah. I'll give you that.
I don't know, I'm retarded.
It's crazy
okay.
How shit sticks in your fucking head, though.
Yeah.
We're like, well, shit. There was that. There was that one time I could remember that fucking. And I'll forget it already. The Buck Cherry song or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And
you're crazy, bitch.
Yeah. That song. And it just mixed in with 1,000 other fucking songs that are just like it.
Those radio rock songs.
Anything that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Played on Q106.1. Remember that one.
Q106.1?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to much radio. Did you listen to it a lot doing deliveries and stuff?
That was like, I listened to that when I was growing up because they played the Bob and Tom show in the morning.
Oh, okay.
But that was like, they called it like, I think they called it alternative rock, but it was always just like Buck Cherry and then... The fuck?
Your printer
something?
For some reason. No. Is it just needed to chime in?
Yeah, Buck Cherry's going to print out the lyrics. Hey, get them right, folks. We want royalties.
It just starts saying you're crazy, bitch.
That fucking Seether song. I hated that song. Yeah. Breaking Benjamin. All those folks.
They all sound familiar, but I wouldn't. I mean, if you had one of those things set up where you had to do the line from the band to the song, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Just, even if you played me like a little thing, because they're all just so fucking similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I remember, like those Motorola flip phones where you could like, they had the walkie-talkie Boop, thingy?
Or,
Yeah, one of my buddies would just put in random numbers and just be like, what I really meant to say is that I'm sorry for the way... It's a song. And they'd be like, what the fuck is it? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm trying to apologize to my girl. It's like, you idiot.
Jessica? Is yeah. that you, Jessica? Yeah.
Well, fuck you, bitch. Like,
yeah. I wonder how easy that is, like, to do, to just yeah. throw in a random number.
Yeah. He would just take, like, somebody else's and then, like, change a couple numbers. And it was,
well, that's a smart way to go, yeah. actually, yeah.
I remember he got some, he got a person. Doesn't matter their ethnicity or
yeah,
anything,
not
but
at
they're
all.
Like, but they, what they call it, they're like, who's this on my chirper?
Oh,
that's what
yeah.
they call it. I'd never heard it referred
Dude,
to as that.
I heard that, is like
who's
any,
chirping
any
me?
Rednecks would call it chirping.
Really?
Yep.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, because it make like it had like a signature noise or something,
yeah, it was
right?
Like, brrr.
Yeah.
Yeah, something weird like that.
It was before tweeting.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You just your buddy would just dial out a
yeah.
random number and say his thoughts.
Yeah. Then he'd be like hashtag, I don't know, then he'd tag. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
I like that idea more than Twitter though.
Me too.
Yeah, I got a fucking Twitter. You're only allowed to tweet what you've been chirped.
Yeah.
So you're just like, some fucking asshole just called me singing seether.
Yeah. I'm going to start texting people tweets instead of tweeting.
Let's just
do that.
Yeah,
just random people.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Hey, girl, I got whose number I got from Tinder and we never went on a date. Here's a tweet. What do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay.
Just didn't bite.
Yeah.
Just didn't bite. Yeah. I like that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it was chirping was kind of just like, because it had to have had like a different plan, like texting.
I think it was free.
Okay.
Yeah. This
so
was
it was just audio
texting.
Texting.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Which I guess you
just
can do now too. But yeah, it was just a walkie talkie.
I think it was back when you had to buy minutes and put them on a phone. So you had like that was your texting. It was free.
Yeah.
Like, you just do that.
Well, because back then texting was like you bought. It was almost like how many characters per month.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or it was like how many texts or
oh,
something
wild.
Like that.
Oh, that's wild.
But I remember way back when you'd get texts and if they were too long, it'd break them up into a couple mm-hmm. and it'd be like one of two.
Yeah.
One of, you know, whatever. Another number. It would all be fucking jacked up or like people would text like, hey, man, like don't. And then that's why all the shortening started happening.
Oh, interesting.
And then it just rolled into, you know, LOL was so that you didn't have to type it all the way out.
Yeah.
People would write you and all the grammatical.
So capitalism's to blame for yeah. the annoying way yeah. people talk now.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. That's great. That makes me feel happy.
It's like obituaries in the paper. You had to pay per
oh, really?
Letter.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Was it like a cent?
I don't know what it is, but there's like a it's same thing with personal ads and stuff like that.
Jesus.
You pay per letter or like per word.
Mm-hmm.
And so so like that's where you'll see shit where it'll be oddly messed up.
Jesus.
It might not still be the same, but I highly doubt they've changed much yeah. in the years.
Well, I mean, it is called a pay per.
Uh-oh. They okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get it at first. God, I'm a fucking idiot.
Pay per letter.
I was like, pay per what?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm a.
I will suck your dick.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I will suck your fucking dick. I will do it.
All right, you guys. I got fucking...
Yeah, let's hear what you got.
Okay.
Got
so I got... I'm going to keep it quick because we got a lot for you guys today. I got fucking... I've been getting like cut off and shitty traffic shit like crazy
oh, yeah.
lately. And I usually just let it slide. And I don't... It doesn't stay in my head that much. But this fucking guy in this little fucking like beater... I don't know what it was, like a fucking little beater Nissan or some shit. It wasn't though. It was like one of those, what are the fucking cars? God damn it. You don't know anything
no.
about cars. Neither do I.
Nope.
You know, there's the shit where it's like
Matchbox.
You've got Toyota and yeah, yeah. Stuart Little cut me off the other day and, where it's like, you've got Toyota, but then like Hyundai has
Honda?
Cars. What is it?
Honda?
No, there's like a Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Hyundai, yeah.
Mitsubishi.
Yeah, the like weird, the weirder named ones are, I guess the, is it Chinese? I don't know.
Asian?
Asian.
Pan-Pacific is
yeah.
that a term?
I went swimming in
one
the Pan-Pacific pool
yeah?
last weekend, yeah.
One of the overseas
yeah.
brands?
So I think it's,
because
you can see, you'll see like,
I don't know.
Here's the Toyota
mm-hmm.
Fucking
Toyota Camry.
Camry. But then here's the Hyundai Santa Fe or some shit.
Sure.
That's all bullshit. But they look almost exactly the same, but
okay.
they're made with different parts or something.
Okay.
It's like a it's like a name brand and then the store brand. So it's like the Kroger brand. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that wrong though, right? What's the fucking off brand? You said it already, right?
Yeah.
Kroger brand would be like you could get Kraft macaroni and cheese, or you could get Kroger.
Yeah, yeah, off brand.
So the off brand, store brand kind of shit. Okay.
Yeah, store, yeah.
So, like, there's cars like that, though, that exist. And I'd sound dumb talking about it because I don't know shit about it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was like one of those that looks, it like looks like a bigger name car brand.
Is it like a, never mind. It's just going to come.
I think they're, I think they're all owned by the same people, though. Okay. So it'd be like Toyota owns Hyundai, which makes like it's almost like they have the same mold but the insides and shit are different, or maybe they're the same.
Okay.
And you're just paying more for the Toyota than you are for the fucking
I know there's a thing called,
I'm probably talking out of my ass,
kit cars where you can like just kind of make them to look like other ones.
Yeah
I don't know,
it's probably maybe like that a bit, but you don't have to build it.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
I don't know either. But it was like, okay, so it was an off-brand. It was like a weird off-brand.
Not even a good car.
Yeah, it wasn't. And he had a bunch of bumper stickers on the back, and I saw that he had a NASA one.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yeah. All right, and that shit beater. Yeah. Just a fan, though, of NASA and probably space. I didn't read the rest of his. I think one of the other bumper stickers said, I put the cock in livestock.
Oh, nice.
So he cuts me off, and so I'm like right up his ass as soon as he cuts me off, because I couldn't slam on the brakes quick enough. And so then he sees this, and I'm trying to like slowly get back, but I'm also like, what the fuck, man? Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I sing out loud a lot in my car, so I also think people assume that I'm yelling at them.
Oh, yeah.
If they look back. And it's just my big ass in a fucking Prius jammed up.
Just yelling, I hope you dance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Then be like, what the fuck did he say?
Yeah.
It's like a weird visual game of telephone where I'm yelling, I hope you dance.
Yeah.
And they're like, you fuck my, eat my pants. What? Yeah. What is this, some offshoot of Bart Simpson? Yeah. What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so I can see him looking back at me, and so I'm just like, whatever, just going to wait this out. But I'm staying a little close to be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then I see a little green light go up in his rearview mirror, and I realize he's got a fucking laser pointer that he's just like pointed up in it.
Yeah.
And it like zings by me a couple times, so I'm just like, I'm trying to like squint my eyes just in case, but... Yeah, he just laser points me for a little bit and then sets it down, and I'm just laughing my fucking ass off. Like, he just had a laser pointer chilling, just ready.
Yeah. Yeah. He's prepared to be an asshole.
Yeah.
I hate that so much. What a piece of shit person.
I hope he had other shit on his like passenger seat, like, these eggs have been... are 2 weeks old, like, I got a slushy on there, like,
you don't think I work for NASA, I got a laser pointer.
Exactly, that also made me fucking chuckle, like, homeboy with the NASA fucking thing has all these little electronics and
what a dickhead.
So I'm just laughing, I can't get over it. I haven't, because I've never experienced that before, and but it doesn't shock me. So he merges over into the lane next to me, and when I pull up next to him to see what he looks like, he's just looking forward and just boom, just middle finger up right in the window.
Yeah.
Just flicking me off, which makes me laugh even harder. He gets one more lane over, and then he decides to get brave and look over at me, and I'm just pointing at him with my mouth wide open laughing. And I hope he thought I was laughing and not yelling, because... Yeah. That would be way more embarrassing for you to do all that shit and look back and be like, oh, this guy's just laughing at me like Mr. Laser Pointer.
Yeah. I had a thing once. I was driving impaired, not intoxicated, the other one.
Gotcha.
Not a good idea. Don't do it, kids. I only did it a couple times.
That scares
me. It's dumb. Yeah, it was a bad idea. But
getting in that pussy hole.
I was with someone and I turned onto a street. I was only going a short distance. Anyways, I'm not trying to justify
it. You're fine.
I made a mistake.
We've all done it.
But I was driving.
That's no excuse either. Yeah, I'm not trying to say that, but.
Just any cops listen.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. No. This was a long time back in Michigan, but I was driving and I turned onto a street and somebody like had a laser pointer and they hit it and it hit my rear view mirror. And all I saw like was just like flashes in my eyes, and I was like, oh, it's the fucking cops.
Oh shit.
And then the person next to me was like, what? And I was like, you didn't see that? And then they like, so it was all like on my ceiling somehow, and they're like, oh, that's fucking wild.
It's
man.
Just bouncing off of other
yeah
shit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I thought I was done for, but no, it's just kids fucking around or something.
It was your
know.
Passenger impaired as well. So just
oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Laser show, like, bro. We're getting abducted. Yeah.
We wander into the Pink Floyd show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it sobered me up really quick, and I was like, I'm never doing this again.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was scary.
Any kind of fear will just, get you out. I wonder if it does that. I bet it doesn't do it for your body, though. Like, if you were, say, if you were high or, like, drunk, and you got like that mind snap out of it, mm-hmm. where you what do they fucking call it,
blackout?
No, fucking like ruin my high or whatever.
Buzzkill.
Yeah, like the buzzkill thing.
That's a buzzkill.
Well, that's a buzzkill.
See, I can be funny.
And I wonder though if you like went to run, you like. No, like you start thinking a little straighter, mm-hmm. but then you like go to use your body and it just
it's still just frozen.
Still just very impaired.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I'm curious about that. We should run some tests.
Yeah, let's do it.
But he's gay.
that'll be the end when we're giving everyone our results. Remember this. I'm a fucking idiot. I can't think of the word. All right, you guys, we're gonna move on before I mumble over some more stuff. You guys, we got a little bit of the exact same thing coming.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's.
I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
Doctor, there you go.
Give me the news. I got a bad case.
Fucking you.
Yeah, right. Baby.
That'd be the opposite of this segment. That'd be the theme song for the girls who would fuck us. Or nobody. I don't know. I go first. I forgot. This first lady is Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, and Catherine Zeta-Jones wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was Catherine Zeta-Jonesing for my dick.
Oh, okay.
And some cashews.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Is she a cashew spokesman?
I don't know. Just put that on there at the end. I thought it'd be funny.
You know what? You know what I could really fucking go for right now is a nice, a nice jar. What would you call that they're in?
A jar.
A jar?
Yeah.
Even when it's not glass, it's.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. A nice jar of.
He's jugging.
full cashews.
Yeah.
And a nice jug of Casey's sweet full cock.
Yeah.
All right.
Or if I just thought of this, Catherine filleted bones. I don't know. Whatever.
I like that. Yeah. Catherine filleted bones.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
that's mouth fucking.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, mouth fucking.
It's
yeah.
still mouth fucking. Yeah. She still wouldn't fuck you. Mouth or holes.
Yeah.
Well, a mouth is a hole.
I need a, I need a salty snack and some hard.
Yeah.
Cack.
Cack.
If I had that cack in your ass, that would have been good. All right.
Nice lady.
I thought for sure you were going to go down the road of. Throat cancer.
No.
She wouldn't fuck me.
No.
Not even if I was completely okay with dying from eating some bad pussy. Yeah.
Nope.
No.
No, this throat, it's undefeated. Undefeated when it comes to eating pussy.
This throat. That'd be a funny bragger point on your Tinder or something.
Oh, yeah?
Where it's just like, this throat has beaten cancer from so many pussies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a better way of saying that, I'm sure, but
give me cancer from. I hope your pussy gives me cancer.
Yeah,
that'd be something. That's a nice Valentine's.
Yeah,
right there. I'm gonna write that down.
I want to die.
Mail it to a squirrel.
Yeah. What rhymes with cancer?
Prancer.
Prancer.
Fan. I was gonna say Fancer. That's Fancer.
You could twist them.
Dancer.
Dancer. Why can't I think of any?
Man, Sirs, the Ooh. TV show on Spike.
There you go. I'm trying to think of a poem that would rhyme with I hope your pussy gives me cancer.
And it makes our son into a dancer.
Okay.
I don't know. That doesn't make any, that's dumb.
I like to go down on you because your legs are like a dancer. Mm-hmm. Plus, guess what? I hope your pussy gives me cancer.
That's a good one. What does Lancer mean?
I was gonna say Lancer.
Yeah,
it's like back in medieval times, right?
Yeah,
people who would lance,
like cutting a body off,
maybe.
Oh, look at that!
Well, I'm a Lancer. Like, yeah. All right. I'll do this one here. This is a Scribbles, aka Scribbles _ Suicide. Yeah, just this, another suicide girl. Scribbles, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if my name was Harold and I had a mighty purple crayon. It's my dick.
Sorry, I got caught.
No, you're good.
I hate when like you look up something and it just like it's not helpful.
Oh yeah,
like,
what is it?
Like I hate when they use the like the word you're trying to look up in the definition.
Oh, okay.
It says a lancer was a type of cavalryman who fought with a lance. Thanks. Cool. What's a lance? Cool.
Yeah,
I gotta look that up.
I gotta look lance up.
That fucking bugs me up. Bugs me so much.
Oh, that mostly happens with things that are ers. I'd say, like lancer. And it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, someone who uses a lance.
Yeah.
I think, what am I thinking of? The shit where they're on the horses and they use the fucking long poles? That's not a lance.
Oh, jousting?
Is it? Joust.
I thought it was like it was like cauterizing a wound or something like that.
It might be. Shit,
I don't know.
Man.
There's something called Lancer Skincare at Sephora. Or the fuck that shit is.
Lancer Skincare?
I don't know. And then some,
it's a product?
Yeah, I guess. And then there's Dr. Harold Lancer of Beverly Hills Dermatology.
There you go. You could work him into it. Yeah. He paid you for that poem. Like, those are his cards he sells around Valentine's Day. What does he do? Wait, what does he do? Plastic surgery?
He's a dermatologist. Dermatologist.
Yeah. So you'd have to get the cancer, the tumor removed from your throat.
Mm-hmm.
After seeing, I'll go down on you, have to see Dr. Lancer, because that sweet-ass pussy just gave this throat cancer.
Yes.
Boom.
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 Do yourself.
Oh, okay.
So
this is Scribbles. Her name is Scribbles.
DJ Scribbles?
DJ Scribbles.
She's that guy?
I never heard of that.
He was the DJ on all like the MTV Spring Break shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one. I like it.
Him and Funkmaster Flex.
Oh, I know that name. Yeah. All right, so Scribbles, just another suicide girl. Scribbles, okay. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if my name was Harold and I had a big purple crayon.
Who's Harold?
Have you ever seen the children's books, Harold and the purple crayon?
No.
He's just a kid.
And he has a big ass crayon?
He's got a purple crayon and he draws shit. And it comes to life, I think.
I like it.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But
do you think if he had a... He had a crayon that was like the top half was purple and the bottom half was like orange. He'd be transgender.
Hey.
Boom.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We can make those books now.
No. Completely random.
They're gonna change those books around.
Oh yeah.
And his name's gonna be Harold /Maude.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Harold or Maude.
Yeah. And Scribbles, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I made a doodle with my noodle by dribbling on Scribbles' nibbles.
Okay.
Because you nibble with your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I came on her teeth with my
you'd
dick.
Nibble on them?
No, I just mean like
you'd
calling them nibbles.
Okay,
nibbler would have been better, but it didn't.
Nice.
Made a doodle with my noodle.
Give her some old Jimmy. Oh, goddamn, I can't think of her name. I had it. Oh, some Jimmy. Fuck. What's her fucking Jimmy?
It's a girl?
Yeah, I was going to say give her some Jimmy Gibbler on the old nibblers.
Kimmy Gibbler.
Yeah, yeah, Kimmy but Gibbler. Like Jimmy.
I got you.
And then I was like, oh, Gibbler Jimmy. Doesn't sound like cum at all. That's why I got caught up on it. Yeah, I tried.
Give her some Jimmy. I wonder what her middle name is. Cum. Give her some Jimmy cum on her Gibblers.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sure.
That's good enough, I think.
Yeah, I'll take it. All right.
I also was thinking, can I just say this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this the other day because there's a bunch of lines that I wrote, and I'm sure you might have as well, about wouldn't fuck me's, where it's like, she wouldn't fuck me, not even, well, just this recent one, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I came on her teeth, is pretty much what that one was, just in a silly way of writing it. If she wouldn't fuck me, she's not going to want to fuck me after I come on her teeth.
Hey, man. Some people might like that.
Hey, that's true. That's a good point. All right.
You never know.
I'm just
some weird shit
constantly. Yeah. You want to fuck me? you better whiten this smile.
Exactly.
First.
Want some,
put some scrubbing bubbles on these teeth.
Yeah. Some Crest white strips. Yep.
Oh.
From that pee-pee. All right.
All right.
Richard Linklater.
Ooh, all right.
Yep, switching it up. He wouldn't fuck me, not even if I put my Richard in his stink later.
Ooh, wow.
Boo-boo. Butt fucking.
Oh, is it just butt? What if his breath smelled awful?
Oh, that's true. Maybe his armpits. I'll tell you what, get some Old Spice.
Yeah.
And some Colgate.
Scrotal?
I'll still fuck that ass. I don't know.
Colgate scrotal?
Sure.
There's a Colgate total, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I think my pits stink right now.
I didn't
put deodorant on because I think I got another boil on my armpit.
Uh-oh.
And I think it was caused by stress. But
is that what causes them?
I don't know. I looked it up. I had a really bad one when I was like 19, 20.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the size of a fucking racquetball, almost like half a racquetball, just on my armpit. And I looked it up and it was like, you know, dirt gets caught in your pores and then that's what pretty much forms it and shit. And then depending on the deodorant you use, if it blocks your pores, that doesn't help either. Yeah. And then there's a bunch of other shit, but nothing's changed. I fucking shower every single day and I did back then too. So I never really knew what did it. I'm sure it has something to do with your diet maybe too, or like,
I don't know.
I've always been stressed though. So who knows? But, information I didn't need to share necessarily, but I apologize if I stink. Thank you. All right, last one here is Mika, a.k.a. Oh My Mika.
Okay.
On Instagram. And Mika, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I choose you, Mikachu.
Oh, nice.
And I Mikachu'd on her thighs.
Yeah, you did.
And Mika, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I spent a weeka being a freaka with my beaka all around her physique. Making her pika with my technique, making her weaker and gush like a creaker.
Yeah, I like it.
That's all. That's the unreleased Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
That's the title of it.
Subtitle or whatever. What's that? I used to know.
Subtitle.
That. I thought there was a different word for it.
There probably is.
Yeah.
Subtitle is it, though, if it's like...
Eating that gash.
Yeah. What's the Dr. Strangelove or how...
Cool. Yeah.
That's a subtitle.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was called Byline. That's not the Byline. No, that's something else.
I'm pretty sure with the cover questionnaires and shit that I send out, we use the word subtitle.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. Subtitle.
I'll allow it.
Subtitle. It's different than... I don't know. Whatever. Hey.
Watch your profanity.
I agree.
All right, you guys,
clean it up.
Yeah, we're skipping joke of the gay because we got another special treat for you guys. We've got another call in from Clement.
Oh boy!
And I would like to start this by saying that I did receive that taxidermied muskrat with the titties that was supposed to look like me.
Yep. What does it look like?
And I gotta say, it does not look like me at all.
Really?
I will say that. They tried.
Mm-hmm.
They did try. The hairiness is there.
That's good.
A little more hair around the eyes than I have.
Okay.
I mostly just have it with the lashes and the eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much all around them.
Yeah.
Same with my entire face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mostly just have it mustache, beard,
mm-hmm.
and then top of the head.
Yeah, they went clean shaven.
Yeah.
Around your mouth. It was weird.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
They almost did the complete opposite. They kept hair everywhere I don't have it. I don't know if they were looking at a negative photo of me or what it was, but I'll tell you though this, the tits were on point.
Yeah.
If a muskrat could have human titties, that is definitely what it would look like.
Okay.
I also have no point of reference for that whatsoever because I've never seen tits.
Yeah.
Not even human ones.
I agree.
I've never seen a single tit, let alone two at once.
Okay.
So I assume that's how they look. They seemed awful taut.
Yeah, there's two.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was two of them. And there's two apparently just in general.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was just like one across, like an oval.
Why with stop a dent it too? In the middle. That's what I say.
And then I was doing some more research, and apparently there's a movie called Total Recall that if you watch it, there's three.
Okay.
Three tits.
Yeah. Set in the future, though, right?
Yeah. Hmm. So I think probably that's after Clement gets his, like, you know, fucking plastic surgery license.
Oh, yeah.
You know, gets out of jail, and he just starts putting tits on everything.
Ooh.
You know?
Guy's tit obsessed.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the first one to do this.
Okay.
But he'll definitely be the last.
He does a facial transplant and it's just a pair of tits. Yeah. Like little Nicky.
Yeah. A tit head.
Yeah.
Hey, you know,
or just on his chin.
Yeah. I wanted to get some more hair. Can you give me some transplants? Yeah, no problem, man. Cool. You just gave me a fat set of hairy tits on my head. Well, you're welcome. All right, you guys. Well, we got another call in from Clement, so let's hear what this lovely SOB has been up to.
Yeah.
How's it going, House Sadness Podcast? It's Clement giving you another phone call, another one of my weekly phone calls. Yeah, I apologize in advance. It's been a long couple of days. I've actually been in the hot box for stabbing another gentleman with, you know, one of those sporks, those half spoon, half fork things. What happened was actually this last week. We have movie nights once a month, this last screening was of the Amanda Bynes cinematic classic, What a Girl Wants.
Oh, wow. Nonetheless,
we've been looking forward to this for weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, the list of films that we have to choose from is somewhat limited. So the minute you find out that there's an Amanda Bynes film, you know, that's up for the grab, and you know, it's just like you can't waste time with that. You have to get on that as soon as possible. So, nonetheless, we were having a.
If it's up for the grabbing, I starts a stabbing. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Screening. there was a solid amount of people from the Team Jacob side and the Team Casey side there. One insult led to another. Uh-oh. Someone said something about Jacob's mother, and
a
kind of fight broke out. Long story short, I went in the hot box for a couple days, but I'm out now. I have reconciled with the man that I had stabbed. And we all got together. We got together from the Team Casey side and the Team Jacob side, and we all agreed that while the rivalry will continue, we prefer to try and, you know, resolve our differences with nonviolent means from here on out.
Hey, that's pretty good.
And, you know, the Pussies. Team Jacob side, Team Cubano, or Cubanos, as we call ourselves, you know, I have a great amount of confidence in my guys to be able to refrain from physical violence. So I'm not worried about my people, but as we know, the Team Casey side, you know, as we say about, you know, Casey and people like Casey, once an asshole, always an asshole.
Winners.
You know, what I want to say is that I have a lack of faith in those guys that they'll be able to maintain the peace. But, you know, one day at a time here. So, yeah, I just want to give you guys my weekly phone call. Quite honestly, since I've been out of the loop, it's been hard to I'm still playing catch up on all the things that have been happening around here. Like I said, it's pretty much all turned into Team Jacob and Team Casey, you know, related sort of issues.
I hear a lot about people trying to play catch up. Mm-hmm. You think anyone ever tries to play mustard?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, me neither.
even the guards are starting to take sides at this point. Quite honestly, as much as I don't like to admit it, it turns out that the Team Casey side is outnumbering our side.
That's by right.
About three guys.
Mm-hmm.
Quality, not quantity.
Just three?
Hey, it's a small, hopefully it's a small prison. Yeah. or I only have three very devoted fans.
Yeah. Not happy about it. It's the facts. It's just where we're at.
Did he just, he said three?
Yeah. Let's just say that we got
three. He's a zero, so.
It's the facts. It's Boom. Just where we're at. It turns out that the team Casey side is outnumbering our side by about three guys.
Oh, you have three more
mm-hmm.
guys.
I'm not happy about it.
Nice try.
It's the facts. It's just where we're at. But let's just say that we have some plans in the pipeline for how we're going to go about dealing with that. Oh. Don't want to say too much, but I'm sure the next time I call, I'll be able to update y'all on the current situation.
So what are we going to get? We're going to end up having like a tally mark system. We're going to have a couple of things updating us daily on who's left on Team Casey.
Maybe.
And Team
yeah,
Jacob.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. It's going to be like old war statistics. Yeah,
stabbing at the prison.
Yeah, pretty much.
Boop, 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 yeah. boop. Just drops a couple of down.
Somebody's going to show up at our doorstep with a flag and we're going to be like, oh, well, we lost a soldier.
Yeah. It'll just be it'll be like the, just the blanket from their cot.
Yeah.
Fold it up.
It's their jumpsuit.
Or yeah.
Shiv yeah. still in it.
With the number.
Yeah.
Just a pointy toothbrush still jammed in there.
Yeah.
You guys, we don't mean to make light, but you guys, you don't have to be fighting each other.
Yeah.
I mean, Casey and I performed pretty amicably together.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, it must be hard, though. It being in prison surrounded by so many fucking losers, though, and just knowing you're so much better than them.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're saying, okay, so you're saying that everyone who is a fan of mine is a total fucking loser?
I'm saying I can think of the biggest loser.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, is it seems like there's more shit being started because of this, you guys. Instead, if everyone just got along and it could be Sadness Nation together, united.
Mm-hmm.
United
yeah.
we stand.
Maybe there needs to be a civil war.
It sounds like yeah. it's happening.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's going to be what happens.
Yeah.
But
just kidding. Don't riot.
I mean,
you know, I was thinking about yeah. it, fellas. And I was just, you know, contemplating the fact that you know, not a lot of people know the story of Clemen. I feel
true.
Like for the past couple times that I've called in, no one's really gotten a good sense of the man of who I am. And the Christian values that I've embraced my entire life. You know, I'm a simple guy, man. You know, I was born in Sweetville, you know, been here my whole life. My father was actually the manager of an AMPM.
Nice.
He started out as a cashier and, you know, he rose the ranks at the AMPM. You know, nonetheless, when he became manager, you know, we were proud because the AMPM is just a cutthroat environment that is not meant for the weak-hearted. But nonetheless,
hey, it's true. Tether. I ate one of the Dodger dogs from there.
Mm-hmm.
two gray Dodger dogs. Yeah. I didn't say great. I did say gray.
Yeah,
that was. I think that should be one of their slogans. We put the gray in great, and it made me sick.
Yeah, weeding out the weak.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I don't think I could have stayed there and your staff meals only being Dodger dogs and and expired food.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive that he rose to manager level.
Yeah, and that mascot.
Yeah. He wasn't around then, but
yeah.
whatever fucking crazy brain came up with him was definitely riddled with all sorts of gray Dodger dogs.
Yeah. He made manager, and actually the day he made manager was actually the day he was killed. Daddy was happy as hell, you know, that he found out that he was going to be the manager. So he actually got lit and got behind the wheel of a car.
That's what happened.
He didn't. Well, it was a drunk driving. My dad died because of a drunk driving accident, but it actually wasn't him driving drunk that caused the accident. He was drunk and got behind the wheel of the car, and he drove up to the AMPM, and he actually made it like he actually was able to follow the speed limit and everything. But the second he got there, he actually got hit by another drunk driver the second he walked out of the car. So, you know, rest in peace, Daddy. What can you do? And my mother is actually a Harvard-trained botanist who was actually developing a method to come up with the quicker production, reproduction, whatever you want to call it, of poison ivy. So she's been out of work for a few years. You know, and anyway, so that's my family.
Wait, what was that? He said, no, okay, also, he just said family. But his mother was inventing a way to reproduce poison ivy quicker or get rid of it?
Reproduce. Multiply.
Family. I got my looks from my mother and my smarts from my father.
Except when it comes across the streets.
I had two brothers, Joey, and then the other one was my older brother was Malachi.
That's a good strong name.
Yeah, Malachi is an asshole. I really don't want to get into asshole. It about Malachi. But you know, I attended Sweetville Community College for it was 1 hour. I just got bored as shit, man. I mean, I don't know what other way to put it.
Yeah.
I just got bored as shit at sitting in the classroom all day. So I decided to go out and be an entrepreneur. Mm. But then, you know, things got in the way. Life happened. That's all. Life fucking happened. But yeah, that's just a little about me, man. I'm just a cool guy. I'm just laid back. You know, I'd say the moment where my existence really started to become, you know, I felt like life was worth living was the first time I listened to the podcast. And it was just by happenstance. I was actually in the iTunes store, and I got in an argument with a buddy of mine. It was actually Malachi. It was actually my brother, now that I think about it. And Malachi was like, we were talking about the best sites to surf for porn.
More like phallic guy, because he's a dickhead. Ooh. Phallic guy, yeah.
There
phallic,
you go.
Yeah, whatever.
I think you all...
You know what? I think Clemen might actually like that. You just said that.
Well, you say it, so he'll like it.
Oh, phallic guy.
Yeah.
Phallic guy. Phallic guy.
Yeah. Good enough. Yeah.
Hey, phallic guy.
We did it.
I talked about it at one point, but we were talking about the best websites to surf for porn.
Okay.
And he said, iTunes has actually got some of the best content. And I was like, motherfucker, there's no porn on iTunes. What the hell are you talking about? Anyway, so it led to this back and forth.
What's your go-to porn site?
X videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to go to xnxx.com. It's owned by the same people as X videos.
Oh, really?
I think, or they just use the same bots that grab it.
Okay.
Because you'll see the same shit. Mm-hmm. They can be a little haggard though.
Yeah.
Some of their shit.
The stuff on the front page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The front page stuff can be a little haggard. And also, the problems I've had with X videos and xnxx.com is since it's grabbing from other shit, a lot of times the audio is gone.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Or like it's little clip ups of mm-hmm. stuff and
a little 5 minute videos.
Yeah, the best ofs of a full video.
Yeah.
Which suck because the best ofs have the least the smallest sliver of stuff in a best of is the fucking and then the rest is the blowing beforehand and the jizzing afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my two least favorite parts.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Least
favorite. The guy jerking off his dick and then the guy coming all by himself in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
My two least favorite parts.
Mm-hmm.
You guys.
Same with the girls.
I used to
Jacob's a feminist.
Yeah. Come on. I used to go to this Reddit subreddit called Porn Vids.
Okay.
But then it fell off.
Yeah.
I think people started getting in trouble on it or something and like getting blocked or banned or something.
Mm.
But I also thought it was really silly that I was just like basing everything I was watching on not like a random browsing, but of actual people being like, well, it's just always funny to me to see what people would write too, because they'd be like, this is the best fucking clip I ever seen. I've been going back to it still for 10 years and shit like that. And then you watch it and it's like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you expect it to be, like, neat or something, or there's something weird about it for them to keep going back, and it's not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hey, everyone, that's when you realize it's, like, different strokes for different folks.
Oh, yeah.
Or it's different folks have different strokes.
Yeah.
You know?
I like it.
That'll be all.
Gary Coleman.
That'll be all.
And we decided to put the issue to rest by actually opening up the iTunes store. None of us had a computer, so we actually went to... Okay, long story short, Malachi stole a computer, and we got online, and we checked the iTunes store, and sure enough, like, I was right, and once again, Malachi's just a dumb motherfucker. and we found out, you know, that there is no pornography on iTunes, but as we were going through the search engine, that's when we came across the House Sadness podcast.
Oh, wow.
I pressed play, and I heard Jacob... He only said two words, but in those two words, I just felt completely invested in the House Sadness podcast.
I had no idea
exactly what the content, exactly what the podcast was about. Still don't.
I'm curious. I also know what you're saying on that regard. I'm very curious what his thoughts would be if he listened to House Sadness version 1.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Ortega?
Oh, he's probably jerk him off.
You think he would jerk him off?
First thing I'm doing when I get out of prison, going to Grand Rapids and going to, I won't say his address, I'm going to jerk him off.
Oh, you know his new address, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know it. I don't know. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I can see the Team Casey and Team Jacob. I'm curious what people would be on the Team Ortega side.
Yeah.
All of them are just in solitary.
Yeah. Or just, I don't know.
I don't know. They're all people who got put away for robbing Taco Bells.
Sure.
Shit like that.
Yeah. They incite riots by singing Dashboard Confessional songs.
Yeah. Just... The one person in solitary singing Dashboard.
Yeah.
Everyone, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Your hair is everywhere.
I'm curious. Maybe we'll have to. I'll have to hit Clement up and tell him to check one of those out.
Yeah.
But when I've heard Jacob say those first two words, which were what was it? It was Clorox and ejaculate.
Huh.
I can't remember what he was talking about. Maybe Jacob remembers, but you did say those two words.
I say a lot of stuff before ejaculate. Clorox?
Yeah.
I mean, makes sense. It smells a little bleachy.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about cleaning your socks.
Yeah.
Clean your socks with Clorox. Clorox.
And if you run out of your bottle of Clorox a little empty, fill it up yourself with cum.
It smells the same.
I was just imagining fucking... Oh, God damn it. I almost said Jason Bateman. Jason Sudeikis going... Yeah.
Douche.
We've come.
Yeah. Summer's Eve.
Douche.
Douche.
Yeah.
Pretty sure those were the first two words you said.
I wouldn't put it past
you. You know, what I'm trying to say is, you know, I felt like that my life finally found meaning when I found this podcast. And ever since I started calling in and becoming an...
You ever hear about bleaching your anus? Hey, bleaching urethra. Clorox. Ejaculate.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Active member. I like to think that I'm like the third member of the House Sadness podcast. Kind of in a way of like I'm being groomed to take over once Casey drops dead.
Wow.
But, you know, at this point, what I'm trying to say is, you know, even my whole prison life, this case, everything, you know, the House Sadness podcast has sort of penetrated my life through the back door.
Oof.
You know, you just slipped in like Richard Ramirez in the night and just, you know, we became one. I know this sounds crazy, but I believe that when I first started listening to this podcast, we became one. Me and Jacob specifically, not Casey. But nonetheless, what I'm trying to say, man, is that...
That sounds like a lot of prison talk.
Yeah.
To me. I'm not trying to speak out of school or anything like that or down you in any way there, Clement, but, we haven't even met, man. We gotta. I need you. I might need you to dial it back just a little bit because I don't even like being touched by people I know.
Mm.
You know, let alone big fans. I think that might be the only people I'm okay with being touched by. But
big fans.
I do.
Big mans and big fans.
Yeah. The two things I like being touched by: big mans who have big hands.
Yeah.
I guess it is good though because I think it was one of our intentions to have this podcast not just penetrate the ear, but to also penetrate the rear.
It's true.
So it's good to know that that's happening.
Yeah.
Just raw too.
Coming in the back door.
When you're sitting in a hot box with nothing but, you know, the smell of your own farts and your own thoughts keeping you company for a few days at a time, and you start to feel like, you know, everything's just this amorphous blob of time and you can't really discern, you know, what's going on, you know, you kind of get stuck, you know, thinking about certain things and prioritizing your life. And the conclusion I came to once they swung that door open and let me walk free this week was that the House Sadness podcast saved my life. It's making me a little bit emotional thinking about it right now. But nonetheless, I guess what I want to say is that this week is my love letter to you, Jacob, specifically Jacob. I just want to thank you for all the happiness that you've provided for me.
You're welcome, man.
But you know, enough of the lovey-dovey stuff.
I got to tell you, you can save any life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Even if, you know, saving a life that's close to death row,
yeah,
it's even crazier. You know, it's nice to be able to use our voices to penetrate someone's rear and save their life.
Warms my fart.
Yeah. Hey.
Hashtag me too. Jacob, you haven't told me if you've received the stuff Muskrat we sent you.
I got
it. So let me know if you got that. Let me know if you need any alterations or changes to it. Be more than happy to do it. My uncle would be more than happy to oblige.
I got it. I appreciate it. And although the likeness isn't quite there, I'm glad it isn't, because if it was, I probably wouldn't be able to jerk off to it. So
did you name it?
I didn't name it yet.
Yeah?
I'm still trying to. I don't like to name things that make me come. okay. It's just something that
why'd write your names on your socks? Boom.
Jacob.
Yeah.
I haven't named the muskrat yet, but it's just I'll probably write it on its back with my cum, you know?
Okay.
Like how Andy would write his name on his toy's feet.
Oh yeah.
From Toy Story. But it'll be jizz.
Nice.
You know? So, you know what, though, Clement? What could be neat to try is if you could... I mean, it's been fun titty fucking this thing. I'll give you that. It's been pretty sweet.
Sounds fun.
Which also is crazy because I think two tits are better than one in that scenario.
That's what I always say.
Yeah, because I always thought it was just one tit and that it would be hard to, like, titty fuck with just one.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out two works out. Pretty good.
It takes two, baby.
Yeah. And the fur.
To make me splooge, yeah. Baby. Yeah. All right.
And the fur adds a nice little kind of blanket effect on there, too.
Like, yeah.
You know?
It's like fucking a Sasquatch.
Yeah. I think, you know what? It'll be nicer in the wintertime. I'll cozy up next to my titted muskrat.
Mm-hmm. Put some lotion on, though. You don't want to get static electricity.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Shock your cat.
I want the electric ding-a-ling swing, you know?
Your nut sack looks like one of those fucking glowing balls that you put your finger on with the electricity going through.
Yeah.
I'll show you my weather vane, girl.
It just makes your hair stand up on
end. Yeah.
Where did you just come from?
Yeah.
Where he comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My testicles. Come on, guys. It's all gold.
I just wanted to, you know, end this by, you know, speaking to Casey for a moment here. I wanted to hold off until the end just because talking to the man directly, it's like, I don't know, it's like talking to a child with Down syndrome.
Wow.
You know, you're just trying not to laugh and realize that even as you're talking to, what I'm trying to say is I don't take people with Down syndrome seriously. And Casey, to me, is much like someone who has Down syndrome.
Hilarious.
Nonetheless, what I'm trying to get at, Casey, is after listening and hearing to what you said on last week's podcast, I just want to let you know, brother, I think the time has come to officially put the word out that you need to watch your back.
Oh, wow.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying you better watch what you say. You better, you know, keep a level head as this rivalry continues, because it can start getting ugly. And as a matter of fact, I believe you already know that it's gotten ugly. What I want you to do, you know, as soon as I hop off the line here, is to tell Jacob what happened to you at the Del Taco this week. And then when you're done telling that story, go ahead and tell him that that was my doing.
Ooh, wow. So,
like I said, once I hop on the line here, you tell him what the fuck happened at the Del Taco this week, Casey. You tell him what the fuck happened. But, you know, I think, you know, that's sufficient for this week, boys. I got to go get my head together. I've been in a hot box for days now. Feels like weeks. So I'm just going to go get my head on straight. You know, we got movie night again tonight. So we're actually going to watch the Bradley Cooper classic film, Aloha.
What did he just get closer to the telephone? Yeah. He just got closer to the fucking...
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, man, he's...
In case Bradley Cooper's listening, big fan.
I like it a lot.
We were... God damn, we've been looking forward to watching Aloha. But nonetheless, I feel it appropriate to end this week with Clemen telling a joke.
Oh,
Clemens had me. You guys are able to talk all your dit and fart and titty jokes all week, and I don't think Clemens had a chance to tell a joke yet. So
I'm ready.
I think
for
what
it.
I'm going to do is try and sign off every week with a joke. So let's start off simple. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell a joke to Jacob and a joke to Casey.
Oh wow!
And if you guys got to pause me, you know, go ahead and do it, because these are knock knock jokes. So I figured, you know, I ease myself into the comedy because, you know, there's people like Jacob who are so seasoned at it. And, you know, it's hard to follow a man like that.
I call it Lowry's.
Seasoned?
Mm-hmm.
Seasoned salt.
I'd honestly, if Casey were just the one, you know, running the podcast, I feel like I could... I'd tear this bitch up like Sam Kinison or something.
Oh,
but nonetheless,
wow.
I'm going to end this week
comedian.
With a joke for you, Jacob, and a joke for you, Casey. So whenever you're ready, you know, just pause it if you need to. But here we go. So, Jacob.
Yep.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Howl.
Howl who?
Howl, you know, if you don't open the door. See, it's just a nice one.
Wow.
It's just a nice little,
yeah, it is a
nice little easy Clemen joke. That's how Clemen rolls.
And
Clementine,
how will you know if it's not a wolf or not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're howling.
Sure,
it might be a howler monkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, might even be a
growler.
How y'all doing?
Hallelujah!
Yeah,
or Madea.
It could be Madea.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. Simple, sweet. What a treat.
Yeah. And then, so I got one more joke, and this one's for Casey. So, Casey, whenever you're ready, knock, knock.
Who there?
Fuck you.
Fuck you who?
I think that's probably my favorite one, man.
Wow.
Nonetheless, much love to you, House Sadness Podcast. I'll call you in a week, give you all the updates on Clemen, on the case, on Team Cubano and Team Casey. And y'all have a good weekend now. So, Casey, when...
Yeah. So, that was...
Wow.
That was it.
That was a long call.
You know what? I'm glad. He must have sucked the right dick for the right amount of time in order to get that amount of phone time.
I agree.
Because I know he mentioned that last call, right? That he had to blow somebody to get as much phone time.
That's what it sounded like.
You know what?
I think he just did it for fun, though.
Well, either way, it means a lot to me. Because that means that he's putting in work just to tell us what's up and give us a nice heads up.
Two penises.
It might have been two penises.
Yeah, that's what he had to do to get there. Yeah. I guess I'm glad he's doing all right. Not in solitary confinement anymore.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Being in the hot box isn't always a good thing, kids. Mm-hmm. Usually it is.
Yeah.
But if you're in prison, the hot box tends to be a couple different things. Mm-hmm. What would you consider a hot box out here?
Oh, God. I don't know. Just Bradley Cooper's butthole.
Warm cooter. Yeah.
Warm cooter.
all right. Well, shit, man. I'm glad that we got to know his backstory a little bit, too. It's always curious about that.
Yeah.
It's always unfortunate, but there's a little karma in how his dad died, I'd say. You know, you get away with driving drunk, that means you're going to die in a haggard way one way or the other. At least, you know what? At least he didn't kill anybody else. I'm curious that Clemen never hunted down the killer of his dad.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know about that. You know, yeah. I hope he'll hear this. So yeah. Clemen, in one of the next couple calls, we'll get to it, but I would love to hear your reasoning behind that, if you're mm-hmm. able to talk about it, because who knows, yeah. it might be something he did
yeah.
take care of.
Mm-hmm.
But
sounds like a swell guy, if you ask me.
I mean, he might have taken care of business, but doesn't yeah. want to talk about it because, shit, I don't know. Hey, if you're already in jail, though, they can add more on, though, can't they?
I think it's only if you commit a crime in jail. I don't know if you can get convicted for an outside crime.
So if you got convicted for whatever he got convicted for here,
mm-hmm.
in the very cryptic way he put it,
yeah.
If they found out about another one because of something like this, but then all the evidence they would have is, well, him telling us mm-hmm. on this. But he wouldn't have signed that. Yeah. So that wouldn't be... Would that be considered a confession? Like if you called into ongoing a radio case, show...
I think. I don't know. Maybe. There is a statute of limitation on things.
I wonder how that would go. Honestly, like if you called in and confessed to a crime,
yeah.
like told a story about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he could do. You know what? Maybe he could do is he could do the. Oh, my friend's been feeling a little horny yeah. recently. Mm-hmm. So what would you give him to?
I give him a.
What's it to you, Gaylord?
Yeah. But so he did also mention it sounds like after he told you to watch your back, which led me to believe that because he can't do anything except sling slurs and insults at you
yep.
Through the calls personally, but I mean I've definitely seen in movies people have connections on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that might have been a thing? Like he said that something happened to you at a Del Taco?
You know how I feel about... You know, every week I go to Del Taco on Thursdays.
Yeah, yeah, it's your Thursday.
Yep. It's the only thing I look forward to ever. Okay. Really. It's the only thing I'm living. The only thing that keeps me alive. And
I see the smile in your eyes mm-hmm, when you come through the yeah, door with
little,
Del Taco.
Yeah, a little twinkle in my pinkle.
Yeah.
And, I go there and I usually get the same thing. I gotta get the fucking mini hash browns. They're really good.
Okay.
Very good. And then I go with the vegetarian burrito and I substitute the refried beans for black beans.
Okay.
And
sounds good.
Yeah, it's great. I add a little onion in there and nice. Ask for extra cheese and sour cream. And just so happened no sour cream or cheese in that last one.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know me.
This past Thursday?
Yeah, they know me. They know my order. I mean, I didn't really think of much of it now, but I mean, well, at the time, but I mean now.
You thought it was a mistake.
Yeah, I was like, I guess,
maybe
you
they're
know.
Stressed out.
Yeah.
Who knows what kind of days they had mm-hmm.
yeah,
beforehand.
I walked in. I did a tight five. I got the folks laughing.
Uh-huh.
They were like head over heels. They were fucking, one girl had a heart attack. So, I mean, it probably slipped their mind a little bit, but now I might go back and ask some fucking questions.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, was there anybody there that you remember not laughing?
Nope. No.
Really?
I mean, come on.
Huh.
No, because
I mean,
I don't know.
I was gonna say whoever busy. Wasn't laughing.
Yeah, I mean, I was too busy. I was sitting down, and then they picked me up in a chair, and they were doing the chutzpah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I mean, they turned me around for a second. Yeah, so you know, somebody could have maybe not been laughing as much, I guess. But
okay,
it's hard for me to tell. I'm just so used to the sound of laughter.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've seen it. Shit, you made somebody puke and shit at the same time when we went to Burger King that one time.
That is true.
Yeah. I was like, let me get two Whoppers. And you were like, save some for the rest of us.
Yeah.
And homegirl just threw up and shit at the exact same time.
Hold on. Kenny, come here. You got to hear what this fucking guy just said. Yeah.
And laughing while they're spitting into my burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
And all right. Well, shit.
But yeah, I might have to go crack some skulls and get some fucking answers.
You got
to
keep an eye out now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
ruin my fucking Del Taco Thursday, you bitch.
I'm curious how he found out about your Del Taco Thursdays.
Well, I have my own diary, and
You post it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
On our Patreon. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he might be our only Patreon subscriber.
I mean, that wouldn't shock me. He's a big fan of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, he might have some connections outside of this then.
Yep.
You got to keep an eye out there,
wow.
bud.
Wow, yeah. I guess I'm going to start wearing a bulletproof vest and, bringing my own fucking cheese and sour cream to places because I'm not going to fucking let this take me down.
That's unfortunate. I feel like you should at least bring it up and you should get the like 50 cents back for the lack thereof of toppings. I'm going to start wearing a bulletproof butt plug.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy's coming for your taint.
Yeah. I don't think he'd want to hurt me, but I don't know.
He wants to fuck you.
I don't know if Clemen would hire somebody to fuck me just to see how it felt so they could tell him about it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put that past him. And listen, that's not me trying to talk ill of you there, Clemen, because... Hey, I've come close to hiring somebody to fuck somebody else just to tell me how it felt.
You know,
it's something we all go through.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we all, we've all jerked off other people.
Yeah, come on.
What you just said.
I think I have an idea. have you checked that muskrat for cameras?
Oh, wow, no.
Nanny cam?
I mean, he might not have to hire somebody to know what it's like to fuck me if he's got a camera in that.
I think he might have... saw me eating Del Taco on Thursdays here.
Oh wow! I thought they were just mechanical tits moving. Yeah. I heard a lot of like moving and like whirring and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just like some fucking hardware on the software, you know?
Oh yeah.
But it might have just been cameras in them peepers.
Wow,
that's not the first time somebody's been done dirty by a muskrat.
Mm-hmm.
Muskrat.
Yeah.
Shit. All right. Well.
Well. Now I don't feel safe in my own home.
Mama.
Yeah. I think maybe we should have our moms come sleep over. Mm-hmm. Keep an eye out on us.
Yeah, that would be nice.
They're the best at it.
Yeah.
Though I will say, my ma did hire this babysitter once who fingered me.
Really?
Yeah. I was like picking
in a lineup.
Yeah. No, I was picking my nose. I was talking about how boogery I was, and she picked my nose for me. And I was like, wow, invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
You know?
Privacy.
Hey, Ma, the babysitter fingered me the other day. Picked my nose. Cool. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
It was good, man.
All right, you guys. Clemen, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you not having any of your connections do anything.
You watch your fucking back.
To me. But I don't know. Casey, do you have connections in prisons?
Oh, yeah.
Better
check that commissary twice. Might be missing some ramen.
Oh, wow.
Or you might be getting some poop.
Yeah, let me get a brick of ramen. Here's a brick of shit.
Here's a pile of shit.
Yeah. All right. Or he might just get the ramen. I was just going to say, might get the brick of ramen without a seasoning packet.
Oh, yeah.
That's worse than getting a pile of shit.
Yeah, that's how I eat it. But
at least you can eat shit, you know?
Yeah, that's got some flavor for you.
That's how I eat it. all right, you guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of Michael Jordan.
Michael, what can you tell us about your future plans?
I'd like to buy myself a ballpark.
Michael Jordan is going to buy a Major League ballpark. Will he buy Comiskey?
Will he buy Yankee Stadium?
A Yankee ballpark.
How much is Jordan willing to pay for a ballpark?
15, 20.
Your usual, Mr. Jordan. One ballpark.
Ballpark Franks, so full of flavor they plump when you cook them.
Yeah, I might just have enough for two ballparks.
And try Ballpark Fat-Free Franks. All the taste, none of the fat.
Wait, he was saying 15, 20, like they were insinuating it was 15, 20,000?
I wasn't paying attention.
Million?
Sure.
Because they're doing the thing like, how much would you pay for a ballpark? Like he's buying an actual baseball field or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
15, 20. That doesn't work with the actual dog price, though.
No. I'll tell you what.
Poorly done.
Yeah.
Poorly done commercial.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Park. Suck. Yeah.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Park Franks.
I messed up. Can you redo this as just a verb and not an adverb? Number five.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll
fill the space with some...
So, my ass.
If I took this off... Oh, wait, hold on. I got it. I'll just verb. Do a...
Doop, boop, beep, doop. I'm filling time. Boom. We killed it.
I wanna kiss you all.
I'm not sure if... Okay, well, I'll... Okay, you guys, so we've got a segment coming back here. We're coming back with a segment we haven't done in a while, but has been posted online. I don't know if any of you guys have taken advantage of this, but on the website, we have some of the Suicide Note Mad Libs posted, and by some I mean the only two that we did. We have both of those put up. You can fill in your own shit, make your own suicide note, you guys. If you're feeling a little lazy before getting a little crazy, go fill out that suicide note Mad Lib. But we're back with a couple of brand new Mad Lib here.
Yeah,
some bad libs, whatever you want to call them. Maybe I'll take a bite out of Michael Jackson's Bad, and it'll be like, because I'm bad, Bad Lib.
Oh, I like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Do you remember how we did this last time? Because I don't.
Not really.
Did I say I need a verb and then like you would say it?
No, I think we just read them.
Okay.
But I think we did it differently in the sense. Okay, so here's what we did to make it a little smoother. I don't remember it at all, honestly.
I was just thinking about that.
We both wrote new Bad Libs. And we've got them all set. We've got them all figured out. So I think it would just be too long for us to list the
the
items. So as long as we can read it in the sense that you know what it's going to be. I think last time we did say like, I need a verb and then you say it or whatever. And, I can't remember. We're just going to read them though this time.
Yeah, let's do that.
So prior to this, we both wrote new Bad Libs and then we each gave each other the words needed to fill it in. And so we're going to read... The finale, I guess. Yeah. The final written.
The final product. The final.
Shut up! Shut up!
Final countdown.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to go first or second?
Mine seems shorter than yours.
Mine's a little long. I went a little crazy. I don't know how it's going to turn out.
It's okay. I don't know about this one either. I was rereading. I was like, ugh.
these are fucking crazy to write. Because while I was doing it, I was trying to make it like I would try to think of something that would fit in. But I feel like your brain's going to tell you something that works in that spot quicker than what doesn't.
Yeah.
But then also that's what makes it funny, I think, maybe, right? Who knows?
Wait a minute. Who the fuck is that bitch?
That's what we think when sometimes we look at the word that's been picked.
Yeah.
So what is your, what's the theme of your Bad Lib here?
I did a dating profile, like one you'd see on Tinder or Bumble or Grindr or...
The classifieds.
Yeah, the classifieds.
Okay.
Or your mom's pussy.
Or your mom's tramp stamp.
Yeah, so... I gotcha. Here we go. Hi, my name is Heathcliff. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Heathcliff. And I'm as crispy as a ham sandwich. A little bit about me, I'm a Pisces, so that means I like jumping and say shit like, Harry, you got that crazy look in your eyes. I'm a bit of a rebel, and I don't wear spandex, and I never leave the house without my trusty water hose.
All right.
My favorite Sunday activities are reading the newspaper, ring around the rosy and yelling, get off the goddamn shed, get off the goddamn shed at old people leaving church.
There you go.
My dog has rickets, so I can only feed him Ponderosa Restaurant and Steakhouse. I'm looking for my pilot. Wait, hold on. I lost my spot. I'm looking for my pilot in intense armor. Someone with a mysterious jawline and a tiny toe. Oh. Who isn't afraid to pull me in close and whisper, he called this shit poop. Where am I here?
I like
so that. If you like sunsets and talking about reptilian aliens walk among us. Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
That's fine.
And let's lick my ass, ref. P.S. I'm never on this thing, so it's best if you try to reach me on E-Balm's World.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. I think that worked out.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Worked out well.
Yeah. Always like the Tinder profiles that are like, oh, I'm never on here, so like hit me up through Instagram. It's like, no.
That shit's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, why would I be on this site if I was okay with just DMing people on Instagram like, that's so dumb.
It's so creepy.
That's the whole point of Tinder. So that just means, it just means that people swipe to the right a ton,
mm-hmm.
and then it's just for the attention to read the bio further and get on their fucking Instagram.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Everything's a fucking game now. There's mm-hmm. no like, oh, we matched.
Yeah.
Let's talk and see if we connect, and if we do, then we'll hang out, or at least figure out if we just want to fuck or something.
Yeah.
It's like trying to promote your own fucking self and shit.
Yeah, it's silly.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to swipe right on everybody, and it'll just be like,
spam them with.
I don't get on here much, but maybe I'll list my phone number on one of our podcasts. So listen to the whole thing. If you rate and review it, then I'll give you my phone number and half of a ball pick.
Yeah. I don't know. Some heavy petting.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. That's weird.
That was good.
You know,
that was fun.
I've had better.
But hey, sorry, it was random. I liked how it turned out quite a bit. All right, so for mine is mine's a little different, but similar-ish. It's a Dear Penthouse letter.
Oh, nice. Okay,
you heard of those, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. It's Dear Penthouse, I never thought that this could happen to me, but the other night I experienced my first Rhode Island flowery Neapolitan blender, and it has forever changed my life. It was a fruity night, just like any other typical Tuesday. I was at the ballroom eating a bowl of French fries in my shin guards. When I heard someone yell, "I'm loving it," I immediately tiredly over to investigate. I think I might have fucked that one up.
I might have fucked it up too.
And you wouldn't believe who was stinky right in front of my armpit. That's right, Kevin Bacon. I couldn't believe my knee. The air around us was lemony and fluffy. I could feel my elbow quivering with joy, throbbing like a horny as heck penguin's cock. Our bodies ran towards each other with the intensity of a winter cloudy with a chance of AIDS. Without any warning or foreplay, Kevin Bacon dropped to their knees and took a fat, tasty whiff of my butt cheeks, and thus began the dance that is known as the Rhode Island Flowery Neapolitan Blender. The rest was a complete blur. I was paralyzed with sorrow and rage. All I can remember is that it involved a lube, four fingers, a pound of relish, a kickoff tee, frog semen, the big toe of a janitor, the snot of a ladybug, and I'm pretty sure at one point I saw a Polly Pocket and a whole box of smacks. Kevin Bacon was an incredibly fat lover, but I wouldn't have wished for any other popular star from the 80s to have popped my Rhode Island flowery Neapolitan blender cherry. And what a depressed fucking popping I could have ever imagined. After we were finished, we both went our separate ways. I skipped my way to the nearest hot and now because I needed a bathroom to clean up in and had such a hankering for a deep dish pizza. Two birds, one stone, I thought. Though I don't think I'll ever be welcome back to that particular hot and now because I made a tiny pungent mess. I'm surprised they didn't hear the queef screams of sad being spewed from all of my holes. Must have been a busy night, because I was able to leave the restroom and enjoy a medium helping of deep dish pizza, jogging and jumping all the while, thinking of what had just transpired. Haven't stopped coming since, Randy Jackson. Boom.
It's a yes for me, dog.
Oh, that's going to be a right on the nose for me, dog.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Clean up on aisle my pants.
Fuck
Fuck you, dickhead.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a way of putting so many boxes together to come up with a new sex move.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. Rhode Island flowery Neapolitan blender.
What would that be?
So it was name of a state, adjective, flavor of ice cream, kitchen appliance.
Mm-hmm. I almost went with Rocky Road.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna. I was curious if you were going to.
My bad.
No. I don't. It's the same either way. I'm trying to think of a different set of things.
Yeah.
I might try it again sometime. Well,
I know nothing. I know nothing about Rhode Island. I just think it's
funny when there's like insults or something where it's like a there's like a state before it.
Oh yeah, there's a good one in Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. Pretty rough.
Kansas City. That bad F word.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Jumping around like a bunch of Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's funny though.
Yeah, there's a good amount of like no-cabularies that start with like a state or like city or something. Huh. Where I mean, we had Hoboken Squat Cobbler.
Oh, where's Hoboken?
New Jersey.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Mm-hmm. So I went with state, so it could be a little more, be easier to grab something than just like, but yeah. Hey, yeah. I think those worked out pretty
Cleveland
well.
Cleveland Steamer.
Yeah.
Alabama Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. There was a...
You could seriously... That's what I should have written is just like name of state and microwavable meal.
Yeah. That'd be...
That actually... I'll write that down.
I want a fucking Arizona pizza roll or something. Yeah. That's not that great. I remember... I was friends with this girl in high school, and she like they were at some restaurant, and she convinced a girl to ask the waiter for an Alabama Hot Pocket. The girl's like, "What's that?" She's like, "It's really good. Just ask. It's not on the menu, so just ask them if they have it." She's like, "Oh, I love Hot Pockets." And the girl asked, and then they're like, "We don't. What is that?" And she's like, "I don't know." Yeah,
maybe it could be name of state, adjective, and then a microwavable meal.
Yeah.
So then it's like a describing it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like
North Dakota cat.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Microwaving cats?
No, I meant like if you were using like the flowery, it'd be like Rhode Island flowery pizza rolls or some shit. Pizza roll or some shit. I don't know.
I like the idea of the act being microwavable.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Oh, what are those things called?
Hungry man dinner?
Yeah, like a Florida hungry man dinner.
That'd be good. That'd be good with almost anything. Yeah. What are those kid cuisines? That'd be rough.
The one with the penguins?
That's the microwavable TV dinners.
Yeah.
What other ones are there? Boston Market. Alabama Boston Market pot pie.
Yeah, I was just going to say pot pie. Yeah, let me get a Kentucky pot pie.
Pot pie is good. That would be good too.
Yeah. What else do you microwave? I don't microwave shit anymore, I don't think.
I don't really get microwavable meals.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of those frozen aisles because there's a ton of shit.
The what?
The frozen aisles in places.
Amy's.
What else is microwavable?
Macaroni.
I guess cheese. It would just come down to like the name brand shit, and that could actually be pretty funny.
Because
I think Chili's has some like fajita bowls.
Yeah.
I want to get a Michigan Chili's fajita bowl.
There's those, what do they call them? Easy Macs? Easy Mac, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or depending, I mean, you could also put in stuff that is microwavable, but people choose not to, like Hormel chili or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Shit like that.
I don't know. Or just anything microwavable or like a toaster oven. Like a Mississippi toaster strudel.
Yeah, like that. Or just toaster. What else? I was thinking of a Kentucky... Or just have it say a color afterwards or something.
Okay.
If there's something like in between it, it's kind of funny. A Kentucky Brown pizza. Oh, fuck. What is it? Pizza bagel.
Yeah. I like that.
Kentucky Brown pizza bagel.
What's the movie where they... Is it She's All That where the guy rips his pubes out?
Yeah.
That always stuck with me.
Yeah, we talked about it on one,
really
I think.
I did not like that.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Every time I ate one of those shitty pieces of pizza where the cheese isn't melted anymore and it's like hardened over, because it just looked like that. And homeboy just... and then tried to feed it. I think it was a Culkin.
Was it?
I think it was the middle Culkin that tried to feed it to, her little brother. And then Freddie Prinze is like, yay, give me that pew pizza. Yeah. I'm out of here.
Like, here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that'd be a fun thing to play with, though, trying to find a way of doing a Mad Lib for a sex move that would work at least 70% of the time.
I like it.
Because you could even put at the end, because I almost did a thing at the end where I added just plumper to the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So then it would just be like a Rhode Island flowery Neapolitan blender plumper. Yeah. But
be funny to use like Canadian provinces because they have like a Saskatchewan hot pocket.
That would be good. That would actually be a lot better. I think that would go better.
Or just, weird places with weird names.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll mess with it. Those went well, though.
In Alberta... Lean pocket.
Oh.
Lean pocket.
Would you ever eat a lean pocket?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yeah, I ate a ton of those.
Jerry?
Fuck you, dickhead.
You got three there.
I know I want.
Oh, okay.
Give the old spider.
Gave the soundboard three fingers deep.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had lean pockets back in the day. They're good.
I was hoping you were going to go for a higher number. Because I just wrote number and it was going to be how many fingers.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I went the wrong way.
184 fingers.
Ooh.
And
it's a lot of hands.
A dollop of swallop.
Mm.
I don't know what that is. Whatever.
Tell me about it. Stud.
All right, you guys. Well, that was Bad Libs. I don't know. It's quick, short, and sweet, though, right? It made it happen. Now we're going to take a quick 30-second break with Casey's favorite commercials. It's Pizza Head, you guys.
Yay.
It's the Pizza Head Show.
Hey, everybody. I just got this new telescope, and hey, what's that?
Greetings, Pizza Head. We are the Stevians.
Hey, you aren't aliens.
Sure we are.
What is this thing?
The Cheezinator will transform you into a stuffed crust pizza.
Is this necessary?
Sure it is. We're aliens. That's what we do. You are now stuffed crust Pizza Head. You will tell the world to eat their pizza crust first.
No problem.
See you next time.
Okay, bye. What a bunch of weirdos.
Oh, whoa. I didn't know that's how stuffed crust was made.
Yeah.
Fucking aliens. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You know?
What should I do?
Order stuffed crust. That's the answer.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And guess what else?
No doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind, period.
That I'll order that.
I did it. It was an accident.
It won't be an accident.
Oh, I know.
All right, you guys. We're at that point of the episode. You know it, and we blow it.
Yeah.
It's Name the Episode, everybody. I wrote two things down.
I wrote three, but they're not very good.
Okay. Mine aren't good either. Do you want me to go?
Sure.
I wrote Clorox Ejaculate.
Okay.
And I wrote Twinkle in My Pinkle.
All right.
So those are the two runners right now.
I got it. It's up for grabbing. It's time for stabbing.
Okay.
Falakai, and different folks have different strokes.
Man.
I know. I
like Falakai a lot. I'm trying to think of a way of, what's the thing in fucking, God damn it. I just forgot the name of that Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah.
It's Mordecai, right? Is the name of the fucking.
The Johnny Depp movie?
No. Fuck. What's the name of that though? Is it Mordecai?
Yeah.
The name of the Falcon that the
I do not know.
I think it might
the
be
Maltese
it's like fly
Falcon.
Mordecai.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like I'm picturing a cockbird though on like a
cocking bird.
Yeah. What are the falconer? So like on a falconer's like arm, it's just an actual cock.
That's funny.
But that tends to be where most of my posters go. I don't think I've done a cock one in a while though.
I don't think so either.
We had pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy coming in the woods,
yeah,
but there was
true.
No cock.
Yeah, no
it's
cock.
Just the afterbirth.
Where's the cock?
We flushed her.
Yeah.
Flushed her down the turlet. All right. I like, I'm picturing Clorox Ejaculate, but being like a Clorox ad, that one wouldn't be crazy difficult for me. Twinkle in My Pinkle. I don't know what I would do.
I don't know.
I don't know what I would do with
They're
it.
They're all phallic centric.
But I like it. Pinkle could be the cooter though too.
Yeah. Just a pussy with a pearly white tooth.
Oh, it's like those pictures people make of sharks coming out of the water.
and they replace their teeth with actual like human teeth.
Yeah.
That'd be weird as fuck to see.
Yeah.
That one might get taken down if I had just a vagina with human teeth on the inside of it with a little ting on the tooth. Oh, I really like that idea though. All right. It's going to be up in the air. I think I'm probably going to go with phallic eye. Because I think that one could be fun. I could do something with that. Yeah. With the like blinders on the head of the dick too.
Oh, nice.
The falcon. I think that could be fun. I'm going to go with phallic eye.
Let's do it. If
I can't make it work, or if I get too excited about making a vagina with human teeth, I might do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. But yeah, that's the podcast.
You fat bitch!
That'll be all. That'll be all. You guys, thanks so much for listening. I apologize for everything. Clemen, thanks for calling in, my man. Hope you call in again next week. Always enjoy hearing what you're up to. Slip and fall on what?
In the shower. I don't know.
Oh, just in general.
Yeah. Slip and fall on...
my neck and my back.
Yeah.
You think anyone's dropped the soap, not gone to pick it up, slipped on it, and then fell onto somebody's cock?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the first time it ever happened.
Only if they're holding a cream pie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they splat themselves in the face too.
Yeah.
That's if Three Stooges went to jail.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's the unreleased Three Stooges episode or movie. I don't know what they would call those. Episode probably. Yeah, that's episode. All right, you guys. My name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. Check out the Instagram. I don't do anything on anything else. Go to housesadness.com to listen to the podcast if you don't have iTunes or Google Play. We're also on Spreaker. I don't know if we're on Spreaker anymore, actually, but we're on Stitcher and other stuff. But if you don't have anything like that, go to the site. All of them are standalone on there. You can also get the phone number from there, which is, I can't remember the first part offhand, but I always remember the end.
It's not 800, is it?
Mm-mm. Hmm. It's 1760. Tit pulp, 1760 tit pulp, which is 1-760-848-7857. Give us a call and just talk about whatever. I guess it's only like 3 to 5 minutes at a time, so keep it quick or be ready to call a couple times if you've got some rants. And if you do have some rants and you have a way of recording yourself, which you do if you have an iPhone or a smartphone, record it yourself and then email it to thetrash@housesadness.com. Email it to thetrash@housesadness.com. We'll also play it from there. We love to incorporate all our listeners and silly characters involved in this entire thing. So just let us know. Hit us up. That'd be great. Also, go to moistjunk.com if you're looking to get a little geared up. I got some new stuff on there quite a bit. Sometimes there's some non-updates, but there's a lot of cool shit on there. Check it out. And if you use the code FARTCAST, you can get 15% off your entire order. And yeah, it's a pretty goddamn good deal, you guys. There's House Sadness stuff on there. There's also some shit that I just made in general. And yeah, pretty cool. I got a couple of new designs I'm working on right now. Just say Moist on them. So yeah, check it out.
Nice. I guess, I don't know, Casey_Stoddard still. All lowercase. I don't really do anything anymore. So write me a letter if you want.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
When was the last time you got a letter, snail mail?
Probably when my dad left me.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Left you at the altar?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm good on social media for a while, so.
Yeah. I've really thought about like just deleting everything.
Yeah, I deleted the Twitter app from my phone.
You're still on Twitter technically, but.
Yeah. Well, I haven't logged on in a couple weeks.
But you didn't like delete the account?
No. Right, no. Okay. Yeah. I was going to go back through and look at some of the things I tweeted to see if anything was funny. Then maybe delete the account.
But
it's still there. But yeah, I'm not gonna get back on it anytime soon. So
don't go on his Twitter, you guys. All right.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe he'll start becoming the new Ansel Adams.
Yeah.
So pay attention to the Instagram. All right.
Just dance, folks. Just dance. Yeah.
I hope you dance.
is telling me that I should get some sleep, because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why, but I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me. And talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be. Just a little impaired, I know. Right now you don't care,